My guest, a very accurate prophet, has seen America's future. Next.
It's Supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Darren Canning, began to hear from God at a young age. Tell us about your background.
You know, I grew up in a Christian family on both sides. They would have been Pentecostal believers, but I asked them why they were in that tradition, and they said, it's because of healing. And my grandmother, Canning, she was 41 years old, had cancer in her bowels. And she went to the hospital. They tried to cut it out, but they said there was not enough left to put back together. They had to cut out that much. So she was sent home to die. She was only a little woman. She ended up being about 70 pounds by the time this healing took place. She was listening to Oral Roberts on the radio station, because we're from Northern Canada. There's only about 100,000 people who live further north than where I was born. She was listening to Oral Roberts on the radio, and suddenly the Lord spoke by the Spirit and said, you're going to be healed, but go to the church and have the elders pray for you. So she was carried by my grandfather to the church. She was brought to the front. They anointed her with oil, instantly healed, jumped up and began to dance around the church. And that became a cornerstone for revival for that community. I've met people 60 years later still talking about that miracle.
Hmm. When did you have the supernatural open to you? You hear God's voice, you have visions, you see angels. When did that happen?
I don't remember when it really began, but I'll tell you, even as a child, 2 years, 3 years old, it began with seeing spirits coming through the walls and demonic stuff. And then by the time I was eight, I began to have dreams about the future. You remember, I was 8 years old in 1979, and all the cars were big. And I remember having this dream and seeing these little cars. Well, these were the cars from the late 80s, like the Hondas and the Toyotas that began to come out. So I knew it was the future that I was seeing.
Now, the new cars that you saw back then, did you see those
cars? Yes, absolutely. Same cars, same colors. It was the colors that stood out to me. And in the late 80s, the cars became the colors and the sizes of what I saw in that dream. Let me tell you another story.
Please.
I was 12 years old. And I was wanting a brand new bike. So my parents brought me out to buy me a bike. And on the way home, I said, we need to get home quick. My sister is being hurt. Just like that. So we got home and somebody was in the house beating her up. So suddenly I was like, they were all looking at me like, well, how do you know these things? And I don't know how I knew, except I believe the Holy Spirit, even at that age, was just speaking to me.
And then you went through a period of time because you had anger issues unresolved,
right?
Where you literally backslid. It's kind of hard to believe someone having encounters like you had, and then you backslid.
It's not that I had encounters, Sid. I was 12 years old, saw an angel appear. I was 15 years old and had an angel appear and brought me to heaven, showed me hell. I went to Bible school at the age of 18, 19. And then at 21, I was a youth pastor and had revival in a church. And then I fell away from the Lord.
How? How did someone fall away?
I grew up in a divorced home. And okay. As I've come through time, I've understood I had father issues where I was angry with authority figures. And so I just thought God must be like these people that hurt me. And so if God is going to be like that and the church is like that, then I'll walk away.
Gifting and character are not
different.
The same.
No.
And you could have the greatest gifting in the world and God had enough time to work on your character, and people wonder why these things happen.
Well, I mean, you don't realize. All I know, I just knew that I loved God when I was young. I didn't realize my character was off. I don't think a lot of the people really realize that they're wrestling with character issues until something happens. And then the anger enters in, bitterness enters in, a cold heart enters in. I found myself in university now. I was studying philosophy and political science. I did 2 degrees, a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor in Philosophy and Political Science, and a Master's in Government Management. In my philosophy, I said to myself, I made a vow. I said, if I'm really going to understand what philosophy is about, I need to stop believing in God.
What an awful vow.
That's what I made. Hmm. And a spirit came down onto me of unbelief, and suddenly it was like everything was shut off. My ears were shut off, and I couldn't hear God. I remember going to church and trying to return to church, but there was this spirit near me that kept me from going into the relationship that I really wanted with God. So I lived that way. I would call myself an atheist for those 9 years, but I was spiritualist as well because I was practicing witchcraft and things like this as well.
And you actually started getting promoted to very high levels in job in government. How high was it?
My first job in government was in national security in the government of Canada. And September 11th happened, and that was my job. My work in my first job appeared in all the national newspapers in Canada. They talked about it on TV. It was on the BBC. It was in the New York Times. It was talked about all around the world. I was only 30 years old, and I had people twice my age opening doors for me and driving me around Canada because there was an intimidation and a fear that came with the position that I held. I saw spirits, demonic spirits, and I was channeling them. And I remember watching people who had certain spirits on them and getting a revelation that if I followed them, I will end up in the most powerful places in the government of Canada. And that's what I did. I followed one person to end up in the, at that time, was probably one of the more powerful people in Ottawa, which is the national capital of Canada. And I ended up doing work by that through this spirit. I got promoted. Listen to this promotion. I used to read 4 horoscopes a day. And I remember one day it said, this is your day. Make that contact and you'll get a promotion. And I actually, there was another department that was more powerful than the one I was in called the Treasury. And I called the guy that I knew there and I got the job. It was in that place that I saw some of the greatest corruption I ever saw because I followed demonic powers.
Now, demons were really had a field day with you.
Oh, I was tormented.
It's worse than tormented. Yeah. They told you to kill yourself?
Yeah, well, what happened? I'll back up a bit because I got married when I was a youth pastor, and then I became an atheist. He was even connected with Derek Prince really in a way in those days. And he spoke into my life. So you can imagine.
And Derek Prince had, he's in heaven now, the top deliverance ministry I ever saw.
And I, by the time I was 21, read all of his books and saw all of his CDs. And he spoke over me saying he was proud of me because of the studies that I was doing. And then I back away. That marriage fell apart in the years that I was in. That was the greatest pain. I tell people all the time, you don't, when you're a child, say, oh, when I grow up, I want to be divorced. This is not, it happens. And I was away from my children. I had 2 daughters. They were young. 1 year without seeing them. And at the end of that year, for 3 months, the demon was outside my door at night saying, go ahead, kill yourself. There's nothing after light. There's only darkness. You came from darkness. You will go back into it. There's no consciousness. There's no reality afterward. Just die. And that, after 3 months, I was in a closet one night. And I'm not going to tell you what I did, but I found a way to kill myself. I was blacking out and seeing stars. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It was like the voice of Jesus came to me. And he said, what are you doing? I have a plan for your life. And I knew it was God because of the compassion that was in the voice. There was such compassion in his voice. Then he gave me a dream that night, and I saw what I'm doing today. I've been all over the world, 45 countries now, preaching the gospel, seeing revivals break out. Many people delivered from demons, set free, and many miracles, signs, and wonders. The eyes are open, the ears are open, and we've seen people who couldn't walk rise up and walk.
Tell me one specific one that comes to mind.
Well, I was just, last year, I had a dream that I was to go to Australia and to Singapore and New Zealand. So we put together a trip. We got to Singapore, Sid, and I was traveling like, it was like Barnabas and Paul, kind of thing. I had a guy with me, and we were in this room in Singapore, packed. The room, there was no room in that room to stand. I had to weave around. So there's like, if it could fit 120, there was 160 people in that room. There was a healing that took place where a woman came into that room, and my friend prayed for her. Her feet were deformed. Like, her toes were out like this. Her arch was collapsed. She couldn't walk. She was on a cane. I remember I was praying for people on another side of the room. Suddenly, I hear, like, this is what I heard. It was a pop in the spirit, and I heard everybody go, oh! Because her feet just started to go back into shape, and her arch went up. Within 1 week, she was walking a mile to the markets again.
You put together a series on revelation gifts. Briefly describe why this would be valuable for anyone, for me, for any viewer, for the studio audience.
So the Holy Spirit's the helper who leads into all truth, and therefore I need truth. I need to have understanding and wisdom. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we talk about words of knowledge, words of wisdom, mm-hmm. prophecy. Words of knowledge are like backward and present. Words of wisdom are guidance. And prophecy gives you a picture of something in the future that you will become if it's the word from the Lord. And so I've seen all these things, and what it becomes is a guide for me. He lights my path with revelation. I know where to step. And if I step into the steps of the Lord the way that He wants me to, great blessing and fruitfulness come. I'm guided by peace. If I don't have peace, which comes with His wisdom, then I do not make that step. I've canceled things as a result. I've taken months off just to seek the Lord for the exact step that He wants me to take. That comes through the wisdom of God.
When we return, Darren will tell you what God says is coming to America and Canada. Be right back.
You can't get this exclusive 3-CD set by Darren Canning anywhere else. With Supernatural Insight, Walking in Divine Revelation, you will be mentored to recalibrate your hearing to discern God's voice amidst all the distractions and spiritual noise. Perceive the hidden agendas and motivations in people's hearts. Unlock within you the fullness of God's revelatory gifts like words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecy, discernment of spirits, and more. Create a new path to find and fulfill your destiny, and continually receive God's supernatural wisdom that releases everything you need to live a blessed life.
Get ready to hear His voice. Get ready to hear God speak to you about all the wonderful things that He has in store. I'll teach you to differentiate between words of knowledge, words of wisdom, discernment of spirits, and prophecy. I'll be talking to you about wisdom and the importance of wisdom. I declare there's a greater intimacy coming than ever before for your life, that you're about to hear God speak in wonderful, wondrous ways.
Start living a blessed life now. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10073 with your donation of $25 or more with free shipping to get Darren Canning's brand new 3-CD set, Supernatural Insight, Walking in Divine Revelation. This offer is exclusively yours only from Sid Roth.
Now, Darren Canning's gifts intrigue me no end. He sure provokes me to jealousy. But you were telling me some things you saw in the past about America and Canada. They came to pass, and things that are about ready to happen in America and Canada. Tell me a few things that you saw, stated, and then it happened.
I have to say it's been like 20 years I've been seeing stuff said for Canada and America. I remember the first thing I saw was that the homosexual agenda would become very strong in America during the time of, I saw Hillary Clinton rising to power. And this was before Obama. So I knew that during the time that she rose to the state position.
I'll put it in a little different words. She opened the door to those spirits.
She opened the door to those things. And I saw that in the dream that homosexuality would become a real thing in America because of her. I saw that. In 2016, I was praying, my God, Lord, let Trump win. But in 2017, just before Trump came to power, I had a dream. I was at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and I saw an assassination spirit that was roaming through Washington. Now, assassination in the natural, but also like trying to assassinate character. I believe the whole term was about trying to assassinate the reputation of that president. I had a dream then of Trump being wounded and walking with a limp, but he made it over the line. He made it over the, I thought he was going to win in 2020 because of this dream. But when he didn't win, I knew he was going to win in 2024. I wouldn't say it too much publicly, but all my prophetic, he's going to win in 2024 because I saw that he would cross the line. So that's what I saw.
A prophet doesn't always know the timing.
And
he knows
and
the event.
They don't. And I often you'll get an image like, I called you last July and I said, Sid, I had a dream and there's some violence coming to America. Now, I didn't know what that meant, but 8 days later, you called me and you said, did you hear? I said, no. You said, Donald Trump was shot today. And that's what I saw in the spirit, but not knowing exactly what it was. Fast forward, I only call Sid when I have a dream. That's what I do. So it was December 29th. He won, obviously, in November. And I had a dream in December, and it was for this year. And I actually, in that dream, saw violence in America again. And shortly after, it was 2 days, I wrote you 2 days later, it was the attack on New Orleans and what we saw in Las Vegas.
Trump Towers.
I mean, it was crazy what we saw. But in the same dream, and I believe this is happening as we speak, I saw Donald Trump standing at the Great Lakes near Chicago, near Detroit. And as you know, that's the border between America and Canada. All those five lakes, which some are in Canada, some are shared by both nations, became one lake. It was like one body.
What does
body.
This mean?
I don't want
to. I know what President Trump has been talking about.
He's
scaring the Canadians.
He's scaring me. You know? Thank you, Lord.
On the other hand, you had a dream about it. What does it mean?
I mean, let's as an analyst.
Well, you are. You're a brilliant analyst.
Right. I want to say economic union, but that's because I'm a Canadian, you know. Don't want to think our territory will be swallowed up by America. We really value our identity. Mm-hmm. But economic union, for sure. Perhaps maybe a political union, but my feeling is economic union. And I believe what you're seeing with the trade wars right now is a precursor to what will take place. There will be negotiations that take place between both nations that will open up trade greater between both nations.
What about the violence you saw? Will this continue?
You know, my feeling, and this is, yes, I believe. Let me talk about one dream that I had. I had a dream. I was in Ottawa, and that's the capital of Canada. It's the center of power. I was in a high tower in our city, and I looked out the window, and I saw a great dark cloud over the region. The last time I saw a cloud like that was just before COVID took place. So it was something that was coming that was dark. And that's not the end of the story. You know, the body of Christ will be fine no matter what happens. But I heard that something could be happening in the month of May. So I don't know what that is, and I could be wrong, but keep your eyes open for some dark thing that could come.
Okay, but you also saw the same thing President Trump is talking about, the golden age.
Well, I was like, I was in Texas when he won the election, and I was listening to that speech. And this golden age, I just love the thought, because to me—
Me gold, too.
Yeah, the gold is greater, wisdom is greater than gold.
Well, see, I've been using a phrase, golden, greater glory.
Yes, it's a
And
beautiful.
It came from the Spirit, because I've never heard a word like that before. Yeah. But
when he said it, It was like there was an anointing on it, and I could feel, I went, that is what's coming. It's greater than economic. It's reformation. It's a shift of institutions back to the Lord. I believe we're going to see the mountains. Lance Walnut talked about the seven mountains, and I believe the seven mountains are shifting back into the Lord. We're seeing an impact in media. We're seeing an impact in Hollywood where they're not being rewarded for the false philosophies. And we're seeing a rise of the Christian voice in America. You started seeing personalities coming to the Lord with huge followings in social media, proclaiming the name of Jesus to masses of people.
You've been watching this. You've been thrilled by his prophetic gifting. Did you know God gives his gifts to every one of his children? And are you a child of God is the big question. And the only one that knows is someone that's had experiential knowledge with God. The others hope. Hope doesn't spend. Only faith spends. Say this prayer with me. Mean it to the best of your ability. And watch God. You open the door. God will come in. Let's open that door together. Repeat this prayer out loud with me right now. Dear God, I'm opening the door. I want experiential knowledge with you. Live inside of me. Thank you for saving me from my sins. I make you my Lord. Amen. Darren, look in the camera and pray as God instructs.
Well, first, I just pray for you and declare. I like declaring. I believe that when prophetic people declare, something begins to shift. So, Father, right now, I just declare revelation knowledge coming upon the body of Christ, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will be released upon those that are listening to my voice, and they will begin to have understandings of the things that God wants them to understand. They will have the truth, and the truth will set them free. In every aspect of their life, blessing will come. I declare this in Jesus' name because they have the wisdom. The Bible says, seek me and you will find me, but seek me with your whole heart. This is a season that God wants you to push into his voice, to put aside time, body of Christ, to hear his voice. And in the next season, as you do, great blessing will come in Jesus' name.
What did you see during this show?
There's a fire in here. There's a fiery peace that's so strong. I love it when that fiery peace comes because there's like a clarity that opens up for the mind to be able to speak with authority. And so I feel there's a window here. This to me is so prophetic too. You got this picture and it's like a portal looking at the Jerusalem. And to me, that is what God wants to do, to give you eyes to see. And I just declare into the spirit over Sid Roth that your eyes are going to open in new ways. You will see great and mighty things you never knew. But I saw an angel earlier. I saw a big old blue angel when we were eating dinner together, came between you and the other guest. And I really believe it was an angel. And I saw it blowing like a shofar. There's a sound that's about to be released, even through your ministry, that will go out in a way it hasn't gone before.
And I believe that same sound will go out through your mouth in Yeshua's name. Amen.